from the main phase bundle. This is spinal shapes. So lying on your back, ready for shoulder bridge, have the feet underneath the knees, just slightly apart, arms down by your sides. And then as you inhale, you're going to allow the lumbar spine to extend. So push down into the arms and just allow that little bit of extension to happen in the lumbar spine. As you exhale, flex through the spine up into a bridge. And then as you inhale, push down into the arms again and extend the thoracic spine. Exhale and lower all the way down. So we inhale and allow the low back to arch. Remember to use the arms to find that. Exhale to spin up into the bridge. And then inhale, allow the collarbone to widen, the thoracic spine to lift, and exhale lower. Then coming into the teaser prep. So we come to seated, but in a C curve. So just off the sit bones. Float one knee up and imagine the weight of the thigh bone dropping back into the pelvis, and we have the arms lifted in line with the thigh bone. So make sure you don't need to straighten the leg at this point, have it nice and bent. Then what I want you to focus on is as you roll back, think about the back of the waist rolling back to the mat and then lift back up. Okay, so you're not rolling all the way down to the mat, just letting almost the back of the navel touch the mat and then come back up. Obviously change legs, and you can also do this with both legs lifted and knees bent, but I want the knees to stay bent so that you focus on the spinal shape rather than that weight of the legs. From there, come into crab. So cross the legs over, reach round the outside and wrap the hands over the feet. Then we're going to roll back onto the shoulder blade. The head stays lifted, and I want you to find a balance here. So I want a pause, and I want it to be a visible pause. You can almost count to two. Then switch the legs and return back up. Okay, repeat that a few times. Then flip over for us to go into swimming. So we're going to lie down on your front with the legs together and the arms extended. And we're going to go into a full swimming position. So lift the arms, lift the legs, and then begin your swimming. But I want you to think about a long extension. Okay, so think about the whole spine reaching long rather than lifting up. Go into rest position after that, and we're going to come into swan dive. From here, have the arms in a W position and focus on as you peel up, really think about the crown of the head reaching upwards and outwards. So that shape now of the whole body in the spine is really coming upwards and outwards, and then exhaling, we're lowering down. From there, we come into roll up. So bring yourself to seated forwards, legs get extended and together, and you're going to reach over the legs, creating a horseshoe shape. Now, for as long as possible, you try and keep that horseshoe shape. So as you uncurl back towards the mat, don't let the head and the arms lift up. Stay low, as if you're under a really low ceiling, and you're trying to keep that horseshoe shape for as long as you can. And then as you return, find that horseshoe shape as soon as you can and reach forwards. Finishing with leg pull, so sweep the arms behind you. And what I want you to think about is have the legs extended this time. As you extend up, you're going to really, really reach long through the feet so that you really focus on a long straight line, stretching and reaching, and then lowering back down.